The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Great feedback coming through on the text messages and the calls. Until Wazza from One Thaggy, I don't know what you were on about, Wazza. And Cameron's a radio producer, so I think he knows how to run a radio show. Good on you, Cameron. We appreciate it. We are fanboys for one day a week. You do
yep.
one, Gary Hocking.
I did Buddha last week. And I said to you, who would you like to do this week? And you said, I would like to track down Andrew Phillips.
Indeed, because I had some good times with Andrew. Flipper, as he's known to most. He played 42 games. I wondered how many games he ended up. He had a back injury. He's a very talented sportsman, a very good tennis player, and was going to be a really good player at Carlton. And then the back injury finished him up. Started a business, started doing some sports camps, you know, ran a couple of couple of post-school camps with, not a bad little thing to do on the side.
And?
Sold it for, well, I don't know if he's, we'll ask him because he may not want to talk about it. But it's been, we've tracked him down. He joins us on the line. Flipper, welcome.
Morning, boys. Great to be with you.
Nice to talk to you, young man. Where do we find you on this Wednesday ahead of a 27-degree day here in beautiful Melbourne?
Well, Gaz, I'm loving being down beachside now. I've found the glory of Bayside. I'm in Black Rock. I'm driving my two daughters to school and I'm passing a whole lot of bike riders and I'm just passing Sandringham. So, beautiful day. I've been up in Albert Park and back on the bike this morning myself and, gee, what a sight. I know why you live up there. And Tim, I know where you live, and gee, it's great up at Albert Park, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, it is. One of your mates that swims with you just sent a text message in to Flipper. He said that you often turn up in a floral or pink pair of Speedos. What colour did you go with this morning?
Yeah, that's right. No, we've got the Black Rock Salts, and they're multicoloured, Tim. We don't mind a bit of
love
bit
it.
Of that. Femininity down our way, yeah.
No, love
good.
It.
yeah, Flipper, the footy career, 42 games for the Blues. You kicked 26. This is in the late 80s and early 90s. But the back injury in the end, we shared some stories about back injuries over the time. Was that the one that got you?
Yeah, it was, Gaz. We enjoyed that trip away. When I was injured, it sort of came up on me from early sort of teens, 13, 14, 15. I struggled a little bit and then lucky enough to play and then yeah, look, it sort of had an exploratory surgery in 91 after that sort of early couple of seasons of playing. And I remember Timmy got me on the wing one day. I thought I was going right at half, just before half time. And he came through and barreled me over. I knew I was alive. I was only a young sort of pushing 70 kilos at that stage. And yeah, no, Timmy cleaned me up one day. But I knew what it was all about in the big league at that stage. But no, that's what got me gazzing in. And, you know, life goes on. I've had a few surgeries and, you know, you just sort of battle on, but I know you had your back troubles too. In fact, you were the one that encouraged me to get up to Newcastle at the time. You may not remember this, but you had your discogram up there and I finally worked it all out, but got a fusion done and just got on with life, yeah.
Yeah, well, you did. You got on with life, all right. Have you got any involvement still with the Blues? Do you stay in touch with the boys or what's the situation now with Carlton Footy Club?
Yeah, no, look, actually recently I had a call to go on the board, but I've got four young kids and plenty going on, so that would have been an interesting thing to do, but I sort of follow it from a distance, Gaz, but I'm great friends with Fraser Brown and Craig Bradley out of that sort of era, play a lot of golf and sort of try to get on the coattails of Fraser along the way and learn a few things about business and life, so no, he's one of our great best mates, and Pinoz, who lives next door to you, Tim, in Elwood Park there, so I do a lot of sort of business advisory work, helping organisations grow and, yeah, enjoying that after our business.
Hey, Flipper, at what age were you forced out of the game then?
21, Tim. Oh. Yeah, it was a young age. I sort of always think, when I sort of look back now, I remember sitting with a family on the couch at 40 and thought, no, I'm happy. But I do think there's a lot now that players get supported with. I think that injury psychology is certainly one where, you know, you know, guys finishing careers struggle a bit because it's sort of been all-encompassing. And I was sort of lucky enough, always encouraged to have an education. So I was lucky enough to do phys ed and my brother and I, phys ed teachers. So, you know, I sort of moved straight into that. But I think, that certainly helped at that age because as you know, it's everybody's dream when they're a young kid playing AFL. You put everything into it. Yeah, it came to a bit of a grinding halt, but having something else to do and something to think about was always good.
And what a great story that is, because it is, dreams don't always turn out the way that we would hope. So 1991, you finish, you're 21 years of age, you thought that maybe you'd have a 10-year career, and all of a sudden it's gone. You had the sports camps going at the time. So these are post-school camps for young kids, you know, to keep them in from a physical education point of view?
Yeah, that's right. It was my brother was a sports master up at Geelong Grammar School in Toorak there, and I used to sort of coach the tennis on the way through to footy. And then we expanded that from sports coaching programs to camps and sort of modelled it off a bit of the American Camp America sort of style. And things grew from that perspective, but it was in the end this growing trend in society of childcare, before and after school care, that we sort of got onto, and back in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, and that expanded out, and yeah, just everything was sort of a growing double income families and population growth in Australia. So we did that for near on 30 years and sold it a few years ago, which was a very lucky point in time, I guess. It's Australia's been great for businesses like ours.
I don't want to embarrass you. I did my own homework and reading. It was sold to private equity firm Bain Capital for around $400 million. Now, I'm not saying you got the whole $400 million, but the fact is that you know, at 21 years of age, you're staring down a career crisis because of injury, and this is a great example of channeling that energy into something else and having some great success, which is absolutely earned. That's a fantastic result. So what are we doing now?
Yeah, look, my brother and I had a foundation that he started while we were running the business, so we still do that, which is helping disadvantaged kids in primary school education. So we're enjoying that together. And my wife and I do a couple of other activities. One, a foundation, I do some advisory work and some farming, Gaz. I know you like the country, so
yes.
We get down there in Main Ridge. And a few little investments. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. It's interesting when you do one thing for 30 years, how when you finish that, you're right about channeling energy. I think after football, I don't know what sort of drove us, but it was a very strong period of growth, and I was putting all that energy into that, but now enjoying learning a lot of new things.
Hey, Flip, I'd be interested to get your take on a story that Gary related to me yesterday, and that was that you both went to Nauru to do a football-type clinic up there. He said he wrestled a reef shark off the coral there.
Atoll.
Is that how you remember it?
Tim, so here we are, and I'm injured. I'm on that, you know, they have that permanent injury list, and Gary's broken his thumb. I think it was your thumb, Gary,
yep.
At the time. He had a little cast on. And the AFL was intermediary support for the Australian and New Zealand governments, who had basically mined Nauru to the point of near oblivion. So they were trying to do a reconciliation program. And the AFL, because all the kids over there loved AFL, I mean, they named their kids Sheedy and Brereton and Jezalenko. And then I think one family named their kids 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and again.
That is true.
And we go in there, and the AFL brought us into a meeting, and Gary and I were told we're going to a tropical Pacific island, and I think, oh, this is all right. I'm sick of going back to the club injured. This will be beautiful. So I had Bali in my mind, or, you know, Hawaii. And anyway, we looked it up. They said, no, boys, it's not quite as beautiful as that. Anyway, we get there, and, of course, it's third world, and the kids, it was really funny. The football was played on, I think it was phosphorus like that. They play on crushed coral, that's right, yeah. And the losing team is allowed to go and soak and bathe in the ocean, but the losing team's not. So all these kids have got all these big cuts and keloid scars all over. And we asked them, what was going on with that? And they said, yeah, well, we're not allowed to go and bathe and let the scars heal. And so that was one story. And interestingly, though, Fred Hollows and his team were over there doing cataract eye surgery, so we learned a bit about that. And most interesting was Gary's performance at Parliament, Tim. I'd never seen somebody speak for a country boy so eloquently with the Prime Ministers. And I think he did the job, and we solved it for the AFL and the Australian government. So and as Gary said, we then went snorkeling, and it drops off pretty pretty steeply off that the coral there, and there was sharks everywhere, and needless to say, we got out of the water pretty quickly.
The alarm bell, because we also had daiquiris and under the palm trees, that was our thoughts anyway, but the alarm bells went when they, 2 days before we left, they said, oh, listen, you might want to take some food over.
We thought, we'd
take some food over. That doesn't sound great. But it was great. The Prime Minister of Nauru took us into his house. And
Well, clearly Fred Hollows left a big impression on you too. You left that bit out when you were retelling the story yesterday.
I had to leave something for Flipper to come up with. Anyway, it was a great cultural experience. We had a wonderful time. You just quickly, before we let you go, from a Carlton Footy Club point of view now, they've been up and down and in and out, and they've had a few issues, but happy with the Michael Voss appointment? You think they're on track?
Oh, look, I think I've been feeling this for the last few years. You know, talk to Fraser a lot, we were sort of calling for Brett Ratten to come back, you know, one of our old mates, but I think the list is strong. You know, I've got some great young leaders there, and I hoped for a better year this year, but I'm certainly, you know, you look at the teams now that have done it from down on the bottom of the ladder in the last sort of 5-6 years, and I'm very hopeful. You know, the club, as you know, it's always strong supporters, and it's never going to accept its position, although it's been a fair while now, Gaz, but, you know, look at Melbourne this year. So anything can happen, and, yeah, we're very hopeful.
Did you say you're down Main Ridgeway?
Yeah, we've got some land down that way, and I was down there yesterday mowing the lawns and looking at the cows, Gaz. So
how come you and Gary have never bumped into each other down there at Main Ridge? You know he's got a big property down there too, don't you, Flipper?
Well, no, I didn't, because I'd lost track of that. I knew he was down in Inverloch for a while. That was a long time ago, but we'll definitely have to share notes down there, Gaz.
He's got a shiny big red tractor done about 2 hours'
work. We're big on tractors, Flipper. What are you rolling with down there at Main Ridge?
Yeah, we've got the John Deere, the Gators, but we've got a big one. I don't know quite how to use it, Gary, but I've got to get taught that one. I'm good on the mower, and we've got this new group, Yogi Doki. So they're doing about 3,000 chickens and eggs, and it's brilliant. So no, we're just trying to grow that property down there. Whereabouts are you? What's your? I should not ask that on air.
I've got your number now, so I'm going to give you a bell afterwards. I'll come and help you out with your mower and your tractor. Make sure you know that you're getting full use of it.
Your property sounds a bit undeveloped compared to Flipper's.
I think Flipper's got half the peninsula. Hey, great to talk to you, mate. We do appreciate you jumping on, and it's a great story, and I love telling it, and I love hearing you talk about it. So we appreciate you giving us some time.
Great to catch up, boys. Thanks very much.
Andrew Flipper Phillips there, who he's kicked on. Wisp.
Yes.
He's kicked on, and it's a great local story. He and his brother selling their Camp Australia business. Worked at it for 30 years, sold it to an American private equity firm, Bain Capital, for around $400.
I visited an old teammate of mine once. I won't even say who it was, over in the UK, and he said, look, drop in and have a chat. And we arrived very late at night, but it was like a castle we arrived to.
In the UK.
We got up the next morning.
Who was it?
No, I can't tell you. We got up
she
the next.
Can tell me.
We got up the next morning. He said, would you like to go for a walk? And we'll go down to the stables. And we did. And then this guy popped out of the stables with two horses. And he said to this guy, would you be requiring your horses today, sir?
Hey, you pulled that out of your ass, boys. A fantastic interview with someone I've never heard of. Well, that's the idea of this. That's Dale. Footy people here in Victoria are well aware of Andrew Phillips, but it's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So next week it's my turn again.
Back to you. Maybe get this bloke from UK. I'd like to get him on and talk to him. Could you do that for us?
Would you be riding your horses today, sir?
Let's go to sports, but.